Thank you for calling customer support. May I have your zip code and your first and last name that I may assist you?
My zip code is 35022. My name is Mark Lusk, L-U-S-K.
Thank you, sir. 1 minute, please. And is there a female in your home? That
yes, there is.
I'm having a. I see your name, but not with your name. I see a female, and I want to make sure. Can you let me know, please?
Yes, it's my wife. Her name is Carrie.
That is who I see. C A R I E. That is correct. And would you confirm, please, the shipping address?
424 Alice Street, Southwest, Bessemer, Alabama.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lusk, I do see that you have an order from May 1st with a kitchen item that brings you then into membership with a discount store. How may I help you?
Okay. The problem I'm having is I have two charges on my debit card.
Yes, sir.
That one was for like $7 and some change. I think it, looking at your website, because I haven't ordered anything, and my wife hasn't ordered anything either. One charge was for $7.95. That was back on, it posted my account on the 3rd of this month. And we have another charge that is pending for $56.95. Neither one of these items I have ordered. Neither one of these my wife has ordered.
I'm sorry, Mr. Lusk. Okay, so let me see here. So by the time it comes to my department, these are considered valid charges. So we need to look back and see what's going on. You have ordered, you have gotten a part of a sweepstakes, it appears to be, and you paid $7.95 for to see if you've won an item. And in that process, you have signed up for a membership. Now, this is May 1st. Were you purchasing something else whereby you could have entered this contest or sweepstakes?
Okay. This phone number that I called, I'm talking to you on now, this is related to a website called Remarkable Garden Experience Supplies.
Okay.
And those are the charges that I have on my account, and we have not ordered anything from this site.
And didn't...
Okay,
enter
so
any contest or
and my wife is right here. She said we did not enter any contest or anything.
So let me say this to you. I'm the agent who has to note who ordered what. I'm able to send you. We take very seriously if someone says they did not order something. So I would send you to the fraud department, to an upper management to deal with this money. Is that acceptable to you?
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the charges dropped off my card because, like I said, we didn't order anything. But
understand.
I mean, if you have to do that, then I understand.
So I want to make sure that you get that assistance, and I'm going to send you to someone who can listen and hear you and hopefully refund you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
1 minute for me, please.
Because they had our address, they had your first name, then didn't show up. My name didn't show up, but yours did.
I didn't.
I'm just telling you what they're telling me.
Sir?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to refund. So with the... Okay, hold on 1 minute for me, please.
Okay. Yeah, someone definitely got the info on my card.
Okay, I was just trying to see if these people would be available for you. I want to make sure, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you for your patience.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, some of this computer stuff takes a couple of minutes, okay? So thank you for your patience.
All right.
Sir, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Thank you. You're being transferred now, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support.